A lot of Americans got to know France's new president by watching him storm out of a 60 Minutes interview after being asked about a split with his wife. Now, that overshadowed the main gist of the interview, that Nicolas Sarkozy hearts the United States, so much so he is referred to as Sarko the American by some French folks.
Because I love America. I want to be friend of America.
But the name?
I am proud of his nickname.
Sarkozy and Leslie Stahl there from 60 Minutes. Now, he continued the charm offensive last night at a state dinner in Washington, D.C. It's part of his first official to the White House since being elected last May. Sarkozy said last night, "I've come to Washington to bear a very simple, straightforward message. I wish to reconquer the heart of America. I want to reconquer the heart of America in lasting fashion." Ah, he is a Frenchman, isn't he? Joining us now from Paris is Christopher Dickey, Paris Bureau Chief and Middle East Regional Editor for Newsweek magazine. Hi, Christopher.
Hi, Allison.
Now, considering the considerable tension between the U.S. and French governments in the past 5-6 years, Chirac once calling the U.S. a hyperpower, why is Nicolas Sarkozy being so very friendly to the United States? What's in it for him?
Sure, and the Americans were calling the French cheese-eating surrender monkey.
And pouring their wine down the drain.
Absolutely. Well, I think there are a lot of reasons. I think basically it's part of his personality. Sarkozy sees himself as a little bit of an outsider in French society who's worked his way up by dint of his own determination. He's from an immigrant background. He sees a lot to admire in the United States, and I think that's genuine. He also sees that France needs to have a powerful partner in the expanded Europe that exists today, that is, European Union that exists today. And he needs a partner outside of that framework. And there's no better partner, as the British have shown, than the United States. So what he's really doing is positioning France, in some ways, to replace Britain as America's closest friend on this side of the Atlantic.
In other words, Tony Blair's out of there now. I'll be your new BFF for a little while.
be your new poodle, as some people say.
What would be in it for the United States? Why would he want to reciprocate this affection?
Well, I think that, you know, especially the Bush administration can use all the friends it can find right now. And in concrete terms, not only on trade issues, but especially on the most sensitive diplomatic issues in the Middle East and with Russia and with China, I think it will find that France is a very helpful ally. In fact, under Sarkozy, you've seen France, which was obviously very hesitant about the Iraq war, take some of the most aggressive postures we've seen toward Iran. It isn't the Americans who talk openly about the possibility of a war with Iran. It's the French.
To follow up on this a little bit, and please correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, I read somewhere Sarkozy is more pro-Israel than previous French governments.
Yeah, much more conspicuously pro-Israel than previous French governments. And that goes back even to the period when he was interior minister, and there was a wave of anti-Semitic attacks in France that a lot of French Jews and American Jews and Israelis felt the French government was slow to act on. He took the initiative then. And really crack down on any demonstrations of anti-Semitism. And I think he won a lot of points with not only French Jewish audiences, but American Jewish audiences and with Israel itself.
And something I need a little help understanding, France may return to a more military role in NATO under Sarkozy if he gets his way, and the U.S. can make this happen or help make this happen?
That's a little bit up in the air.
Okay.
France withdrew from the general command of NATO back under Charles de Gaulle, but it has played an increasing role in functional terms in NATO operations. And in fact, for instance, French troops are serving right now in Afghanistan as part of the NATO contingent. So I think we'll see the French military under Sarkozy, a military which has always been very expeditionary, as they say in military jargon, more and more part of NATO's big picture as it expands, if it expands operations outside its normal sphere, which it has done in Afghanistan.
What are still major disagreements or tensions between the U.S. and the French?
Well, I think the tensions are going to be about trade.
Mm.
I think that certainly the French want American investment. There's a lot of French investment already in the United States. But on big trade issues, like, for instance, subsidies to farmers, I don't think that the French and Americans are going to find a lot of common ground.
What is something you think most Americans may not understand about U.S.-French relations at this point?
I think that Americans really don't understand French attitudes toward the United States and toward the American people.
Although if you've been to Paris, you start to get a sense of
it. No, that's just what I was going to tell you, especially Americans who've been to Paris.
Yeah.
I think one of the things you realize when you live here is that when Americans come visit, they think that they're treated terribly by the French because they're Americans. And the truth is, Parisians treat each other that way.
It's kind of like New Yorkers in a way. I actually felt pretty at home in Paris, I have to tell you.
Or at least the reputation of New Yorkers. And it's not particular to Americans. In fact, the French actually love America. They really don't like the Bush administration. Sarkozy may be the only Frenchman who likes President Bush. But there is a great reserve of sympathy with the United States and with American culture in France. Sometimes jealousy, too. But a lot of sympathy, and I don't think Americans understand that.
Let's get back to Sarkozy's visit. The French embassy advanced some words saying that this visit was about vision, not policy. So what makes this more than just a photo op?
Well, I think that the photo op is important, and the symbolism is important. The last time a French president addressed a joint session of Congress, as Sarkozy will do today, it was Jacques Chirac back in 1996, and almost nobody showed up for that. They had to sort of put interns and
seat fillers
in the seats to fill it out a little bit so it wouldn't be a huge embarrassment. At the time, the issue was French nuclear testing in the South Pacific, but there always has seemed to be some issue. Today, it's expected that there will be a very big turnout from both parties, because Americans love to feel they're loved. And if this guy is going to come over and say he wants to win the heart of Americans, they're going to say, yeah, great, welcome. And I think that's very symbolic. That will change the tone of a lot of the relationship. And no, I don't think they're going to get into a lot of concrete details, but that's for their underlings to do.
Christopher Dickey is the Paris Bureau Chief and Middle East Regional Editor for Newsweek magazine. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Christopher.
My pleasure, Alison.
You know, Sarkozy just was in the African nation of Chad trying to get the release of a certain number of French nationals who were down there on charges. They tried to kidnap a bunch of kids. We're going to talk about transracial adoptions with someone who is herself a transracial adoptee. That's coming up on the BPP from NPR News.